Okay, we are picking up on Nun Hei Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3. We are 4 lines from where it gets wide on Nun Hei Amud Beis. All right, so Gemara is discussing. It says, Imeimar Marzutra Ravashi, Havyasvi Bahari Adadi. The three of them were sitting with each other. Amri, and they said to each other, Kol Chav Rechad Minan, Lema Milsa Delo Shiamil Chavri. Let each one of us say something that no one else has heard. So look, we're each going to say something new that the other one doesn't know. So Pasach Chaminav Yamar, so one of them got up and he started saying, and he said like this, Haiman Dechaz Dechalmav. Someone, again, we're talking about the next blot at least, is talking about the dreams and how you interpret them and what the effects of the dreams are. So he said, if someone has a dream, Haiman Dechaz Dechalmav, someone had a dream, V'lo Yadamai Chazan, he doesn't know what the dream meant. So Lekam Kamei Kahanis, so you should stand up before the Kohanim, and this is what we do. You should stand up on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. You should stand before the Kohanim when they're duch. Be idna the parts you die at the time that they're duchening. And v'lei mahachin, this is what he should say. And now the tefillah that we're going to say now is basically the tefillah that we say right now, that we say nowadays when we're duchening, which is just a little bit of a slight difference. Ribono shel Olam, Hashem. Ani shalach v'chal mosai shalach. I am yours and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalanti v'en yodei mahu. I had a dream and I don't know what it is. It's like Martin Luther King. So ben shalanti ani la'atzmi, whether I had a dream about myself. Uben shalchomo li chaver, whether my friends had a dream about me. Uben shalanti alachem, or whether I had a dream about someone else. Im tovim hem, so if they were good dreams, chazkim va'am sim, so you should strengthen them and you should make them come true. Kechalmosef shi Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef, that Yosef had the dreams. We're talking about the original dreams that he had when he saw that Yaakov and then the Shvatim were going to be bowing down to him, and those dreams came true. So if they're good dreams, then you should make them come true like Yosef's. V'imshirichim refuah, and if let's say the dream is giving a message that something's going to happen to me, that I'm going to get sick. So refaim kamei mara ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. So you should heal me just like the waters when the Bnei Yisrael came to Mara, the water was very bitter, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem showed Moshe a piece of wood and he threw it into the water, and then the water became sweet, so he made it better. So he says, make me better just like that. Ukamir Mitzarata, or Miriam, when she said Lashon Hara about Moshe, so she became a Tzaras, and then they davened for her to have her full Shalema, and Hashem sent her full Shalema, she was cured from her Tzaras. Ukechizkiyo Mechelyo, or like Chizkiyo, that Chizkiyo was punished because he did not get married and have children. So therefore, there was the Navi came to him and said that you're going to die because you didn't get married, you didn't have children. And he stood up, and I think this the Gemara says, even if a sword is on the neck of a person, you're still able to daven. So he stood up by the wall and he davened, and he was given another 15 years of life. So just like they were cured, you should cure me. You should cure the dream should be cured. Ukamei Yericho Idei Elisha, or you had like the waters of Yericho were also bitter, and Elisha, he threw some salt into them and was able to make it better. Ukashem Shafachta Kilas Bilam Arasha Lebracha, and just like you turned the klala that Bilam wanted to say about the Bnei Yisrael, you turned it from a curse into a blessing. King Hafoch Kochal Mosai Alai Latova, so too you shall turn all of my dreams. If they're bad dreams, you should turn them around so that they're going to end up being good dreams. And then you finish saying this tefillah at the same time, for example, that the Kohanim are saying, they go, and then at the time that they're singing, so you finish saying this tefillah, and you should finish saying the tefillah at the time that they're saying, and then the Ani Tzibur Amen, the whole Tzibur is then going to answer Amen at the end, and it's going to be like you're making a tefillah, and everyone's answering Amen to it. Vilo, and if you're not able to finish the tefillah on time, so that the people are going to be able to answer Amen, what should you do? Le Mahach, you should say this, which we also say at the end of Duchening. Adir b'maram shochem gevura, Hashem, you're very powerful, you're very mighty. Ata shalom, shimcha shalom, you are shalom, and your name is shalom. Yiratz mufanecha shatatsim aleinu shalom, you should give us shalom, you're going to give us peace. And by doing that, that's how, if you have a dream, then that's what you're supposed to do. And again, when I was a kid, I don't think any of us ever said this. And then Art Scroll, once Art Scroll Siddurim came out, then we all say it. That's what we say. Okay, so that was the first one. Then the next time, so again, remember, the three of them were sitting together. Each one was saying something that the other one hadn't heard. So the next one was, Pasach Idach V'Amar. So then the next time Amar got up and he said, Hai man de ayel amasav. Someone's going into a city, the chayel me'ein abishan, and he's afraid about an ayin hara, that some that there's going to be, someone's going to see that maybe he looks very prosperous, or he looks very handsome, or he looks like he's very wealthy, so and someone's going to give him an ayin hara. So what you do if you want to be protected from that ayin hara? Okay, so again, this is what the Gemara says. Linkot zakafa diyada dimine, should take the thumb of his right hand and put it biyada dismale, put it in the left hand, and biyada dimine, and then he should take the left hand, or you should take the thumb of the left hand and put it into the right hand. Vele mahachin is what you should say. I'm not plani bar plani, whatever your name is. Mizara di Yosef Kaisna, I come from Yosef. And we know Delo Shalta Be Ein Abisha, that Yosef, we say that there's no Ayin Hara that's able to rule over Yosef. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk Shenemar, Ben Paros Yosef, Ben Paros Ali Ayin, and we change the wording. Instead of Ali Ayin, we say Atzirki Ali Ayin Ela Ole Ayin, that he rises above the eye, meaning that Ayin Hara is not able to fall on Yosef. So the person says that I am from the descendants of Yosef, and therefore Ayin Hara can't fall on me. So you might be asking me, that's great. Yosef's only one of the Shvatim. He's not all the Shvatim. And so really, how does that apply? So I think the Mefarshim say that even if you're not a direct descendant of Yosef, it's in the family, meaning that it's in the bloodline that Ayin Hara does not fall on any of the Shvatim. And therefore, that's the pasuk that a person can rely on. That's what you should do. And that way, you'll be protected from Ayin Hara. Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Mehacha, he says there's another pasuk that teaches you that Ayin Hara does not fall on Yosef. It says, V'yidgul arov b'karav ha'aretz, that there'll be that the children of Yosef will multiply a lot like fish. Ma dagim shebiyah mayim chasim aleihem ve'ein ayin ra shalatzem, just like the fish of the sea, the water covers them, so therefore ayin hara can't fall on them because people don't see the fish in the sea, so they're not able to wish anything bad upon them. Asar shel Yosef ein ayin ra shalatzem, just so to the children of Yosef, ayin hara does not fall on them. So again, you say that pasuk, and that will be a protection for you for ayin hara. But let's say you're afraid, not that someone else is going to say something bad about you, but you're going to say something bad about someone else, and you're going to give someone else an ayin hara, and you want to stop that from happening. What are you supposed to do? Lechsi atarfa dinichre dismale. You're supposed to point to the wall of your left nostril. I don't know what that means. But perhaps if someone's pointing to the nose of his to the wall of his left nostril, he's too busy to be thinking about, like, wow, that other guy looks like he's very rich. So I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't see anything in the Mefarshim to talk about it. But anyway, that's what you're supposed to do if you come to the city, to protect you from an ayin hara or to stop you from having an ayin hara on someone else. Okay, so that was the second one. The third Amara then gets up. Pasach Idach V'Amar, the third Amara got up and he said, Hi man, dechalish, if someone is sick, he's not feeling well, Yom HaKama Lo Legali, the first day he shouldn't say anything to anyone about not feeling well, Ki Hech Dila Lissa Mazle, because we don't want that his mazel should turn worse. This is the concept that we've had before. We say, Al Tiftach Pala Satan, that you don't want to open up any, even like a small hole for the Satan to start, if people start talking about someone being sick, then the Satan kind of jumps in there and he's going to make things worse. So the first day that someone's sick, don't say anything. But then from after that, then if he's still sick even after that, then it's something that you should let other people know so that they could daven for you. And there's a story that backs this up. When Rava was sick, Yom HaKamalo Magali, the first day, like the Gemara just said, he didn't say anything to anyone that he wasn't feeling well. And then afterwards, he would say to his Shamish, Puk Achriz Rava Chalosh, go out and tell people that Rava's gotten sick. So Madarachamli, someone who likes me, Libayala Rachmi. So he's going to daven because he wants me to have Rafu Shalema. He's going to have mercy on me. And Uman Dasani Li, and someone who hates me, Lechti Li, let him be happy that I'm sick. Why? Because there's a pasuk. See if it says in the pasuk, "Bin falei vech al tismach." When your enemies are falling, you're not supposed to be happy. Uvikishlo al yagali becha. And when he's falling, you're not supposed to. You yourself are not supposed to be happy. Pen yir Hashem v'rabeinu, because maybe Hashem's going to see that you're happy that your enemies are falling, and what's going to happen? V'heishem me'elavapo, and he's going to remove his anger from the person that's falling. So Rava said, either way, if it's a friend of mine that hears about me, he's going to daven for me because he's a friend and he wants me to have refuah shleima. And if it's someone that's an enemy of mine, so when he's happy that I'm sick, Hashem's going to say, oh, it's horrible that this person is happy that Rava's sick, and he's going to take away the illness from Rava. Okay, so continuing on with the themes of dreams, Shmuel ki havichazil chama bishon. Shmuel, when he would have a bad dream, Amar he would quote the pasuk that says v'chalamosef hashavi dabero, that dreams are lies, that basically you can't put any faith into the dreams that you see. So Amar ki havichazil chama tava, but when he would have a good dream, what would he say? He would say the same pasuk, and he would say Amar v'chalamosef hashavi dabero. Do dreams tell lies? Meaning, no, he could say it either way. Vaksiv kachalom adrebot says that it says in the pasuk that I spoke to him when he was in a dream. So therefore, if it was a bad dream, he says dreams are lies. If it was a good dream, he said it in a different inflection on the words to say that dreams are not, meaning dreams are not lies and it should come true. Rava had a contradiction that it says, Ksiv kachalom adaberbo, it says in one pasuk that in a dream I'm going to speak to him. Uksiv v'chalamosef hashavi daber, and the other pasuk says, like we just said, that dreams are lies. So how did he resolve that contradiction? Lokasha, kane de malach, when we say that dreams are something factual, that dreams are real, that Hashem speaks to us, that song Rava comes through a malach. If a malach is saying it, then it's something that you can rely on, that there's some validity to the dream. And kan al yidei shade, but the other one which says that the dreams are full of lies, are talking about if you had a shade, you had a demon that was the one that was saying the dream, then you're not going to be able to rely on it. Amar Rav Bizna bar Zavda, Amar Rav Akiva, Amar Rav Panda, Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Birayim, and Mishum Zakan Echad. They said the name of one old man. And who was it? Umanu, who was that old man, that older person? Rabbi Banah. So what did he say? He said, he said that there were 24, remember, we said a few days ago, we said that dreams always go after their interpretation, okay? That if you have a dream that's not interpreted, it's like a letter that you received that wasn't read. So a dream always goes after what the interpretation is. And in fact, we may or may not get tonight, the next blot talks, there's 22 stories that we're going to be going through, the difference between Abai and Rava, who went to a dream interpreter, and how he interpreted it different, the same dream, he interpreted it different for each one, and how it fell out, for different reasons, it fell out different ways. So this Rabbanoi said that there were 24 people who were able to interpret dreams who lived in Yerushalayim. Pam achas chalamti chalom, and one time I had a dream. Valachti etzel kulam, and I went to each one of them to ask him what the dream meant. Umasha pasulizeh, lo pasulizeh. And what one of them interpreted the dream to mean, the other one had a different interpretation. And what happened? V'kulam niskaim will be, every one of the interpretations that they gave, they all ended up coming true. L'kaim ha-shenemar, kal ha-chalomos ha-ochem ha-charapaz. That all of the dreams go after the way that they're interpreted. So in other words, he had this dream, and he told different nuances of the dream to the different interpreters. Each one of them interpreted it differently, and every part of what they interpreted ended up coming true. So Gemara says, what does it mean? He said that it's like the pasuk says that all dreams go after the interpretation. Where do you see a pasuk that says that dreams go after the interpretation? So Gemara says, we do have it. It is in the Torah. Like Rabbi Lazar says, how do we know that every dreams go after the interpretation? That when Paro had his dream, so he had the Sara Ophim, the Sara Mashkim, who had been thrown in jail with Yosef, and the Sara Ophim comes back and he says to, the Sara Mashkim comes back and he says to Yosef that when we were in jail, we had this Jewish boy was there, and we had dreams, and he was able to interpret it for us. So you see that from the fact that he says that as he interpreted it, that's what happened. That's how we see from the Torah that dreams follow the interpretation. Amar Rava, and Rava says, that the only time we say that the dream follows what the interpreter says is if the dream, if the interpretation approximates somewhat what the dreamer said. Shenemar ish kalchalamo pasu, that he interpreted the dream according to what each one's dream was. Meaning there has to be some semblance of what the dream is in the interpretation. Otherwise, one has nothing to do with the other. For example, you know, where one had the dream that that there was a basket on his head and the birds were picking at it. So he said that means that you're going to be hung and that the birds are going to pick at you. So there's a connection between the dream and the interpretation. But you know, if you say that, you know, you see that you were hanging, that there was a basket on your head, and he says that means you're going to catch a touchdown this Sunday. That's not, like, one has nothing to do with the other. They're not connected at all. So there has to be some basis for the interpretation has to be found in the dream. Okay, so now the Gemara just goes a little bit into this story about Yosef and the Sarah Ofim. But Yar Sarah Ofim says that the Sarah Ofim saw that what Yosef had interpreted for the Sarah Mashkim, he saw that it was a good interpretation. So Mano Yada, how did he know that this was a good interpretation that he gave him? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Malami Shekolach Ba'echad Hero Chalomo Upishon Chalomo Shel Chavero, that each one not only had a dream that night, but they also dreamt the interpretation of what the other one's dream was. So that each one had really two dreams, because they had to know what the interpretation, they had to know what the second dream was with the interpretation. And when he saw, and when the Sar Ofim saw that Yosef had had interpreted the Sar Hamashkim's dream well, so he says, okay, let me tell him my dream also, because I see that he's able to interpret dreams properly. If someone is sleeping, if someone wakes up in the morning, and as soon as he wakes up in the morning, he has like a pasuk that he's saying right away, something that he's saying that, that is considered to be as if you had a minor prophecy going on. But Rabbi Yochanan, do you ever dream like you're at davening, and then you wake up and you realize, oh, I wasn't at davening just now, I just was dreaming it, now you got to get up and you have to go to shul? That's happened. Like sometimes I'm like, then I'm thinking like, do I have to finish davening now while I'm in bed? I don't know. But anyway, so but if you have a dream and it's like it's right in the morning, then there is a type of prophecy that's taking place. And the reason why is because they say that like a person, again, the Gemara is going to talk about how a person dreams basically what he was doing that day. So like whatever you're being involved with during that day, that's what you dream about at night. And by the time you're waking up in the morning, you've already had a chance to like kind of churn out all the stuff that you've been thinking about the day before. So if you're having like right before you're waking up, that means it's a type of nevuah that's taking place. But Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Chalamos Miskaimen. There are three types of dreams that are fulfilled. Chalom Shel Shachris. Again, if someone sees a dream in the morning, right before he wakes up. Chalom Shel Chalom Lo Chaver. Or if your friend has a dream about you, because generally you dream about your. Most people are concerned about themselves, so you're dreaming about your. You know, again, during the day you think about yourself. And then that night you dream about things that happened to you. If your friend has a dream about you, it means that there must be some sort of nevuah that's attached to it, because most people are not thinking about someone else during the day, so there must be some nevuah that was attached with it. The chalom sheniftar b'soch chalom, and also if you have a dream that was interpreted within a dream, like different layers that are going on, that also seems to be some sort of nevuah, and that's going to come true. V'yesh omer, af chalom shenishna sheh. Nishna, if you have a recurring dream, if you have a recurring dream twice in the same night, that's also, it gives it more emphasis that it's a type of prophecy. Shenemar, Baal Hishanos HaChalom, it says in the Pasuk that Paro had the dream twice. So because it was similar twice, then that's why the Nevuah came true. The dream came true. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, Emran lo Adam Elam Hirhuri Libo. This is what we were just saying, that a person dreams only what he was thinking about earlier. So whatever was in your heart and in your mind, when you're thinking about it, that's what you're going to have a dream about. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, Ant Malka Rayonach Amishkavcha Seluka, it says that you're the king, your thoughts came back while you were lying in bed. Or you could have, there's another pasuk that says, Mehacha v'rayonai levavcha tinada, that says that you should know what was occupying in your thoughts. That's what you're going to be dreaming about. Let's just do one last piece of Gemara. Amar Rava, teida delo mechzvu leila inish lo dikla dadava, that a person doesn't dream that he's going to show like a palm tree that's made out of gold. Avelo pila da'ayel b'kofa demachta, or you don't dream like an elephant that's entering into the eye of the needle, because again, you dream about what you think about. The things that we're describing here are not real events that take place. It's like it's so beyond imagination to like an elephant's going to go through the eye of a needle. So those are not the kind of things that you're going to think about. Turning to Nunvav Amud Aleph, Amalei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya. So Kesar, the Caesar said to Rabbi Chanina, Amrai Du Dechamai Sutuvo. It said that you Jews are extremely smart, like smart enough to be able to make beepers and walkie-talkies and everything just like incredible. So it says that you Jews are very, very smart. Emily my chazina b'chalmi, go tell me, what am I going to dream about tonight? So Amar Leh, so he said to him, Chazis demishri la parsai, I see that you're going to be captured. The Persians are going to capture you, and they're going to take you to serve their king. V'garvi bach, v'roi bach, shiksi b'chutra d'dava, and they're going to take you, and they're going to force you to clean up like a pig pen with a staff of gold. So that's what he told him was he's going to dream about. Here her kula yomo. So the whole day, the Caesar's thinking about what this guy had told, what he had told him, and then leur tachaz. And that night, that's what he dreamt about. So again, you see that the things you dream about, think about during the day, is what you're going to dream about at night. And then one more similar story. Amar le shavar malka v'shmuel. Shavar malka said to Shmuel, it says that the Jews are very smart. Emily, my chazina b'chami, go tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. So Amalei said to him, chazis to asu ramai v'shavulach. In your dream, you're going to see that the Romans came, are going to take you captive. V'tachni bach kashaisa bereicha dadav, and they're going to force you to grind the mill with like a date pits with like a golden mill again, which is just like something bizarre. Here, kula yama ulur tachaza. He thought about it all day, and that night he had that very dream. So you see again that dreams follow what's going to be happening. And then I guess tomorrow night we're going to be doing this gemara with Parhedya, which is the one that you have 22 stories with Abaye and Rava. And I assume tomorrow night 7:40 because Sefer Chasidus is at 8:00. Yeah. Okay. 7:00.